From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President expected to sign sanctions bill. President Trump is expected to sign into law new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. While Washington awaits the president's signature, Russia is promising retaliation if punitive measures are implemented. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Moscow has ordered a reduction of U.S. diplomatic personnel in Russia. The deputy foreign minister says Russia was in contact with people close to President Trump last year, as were many countries, but that nothing improper took place.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should.
Such assertions fall on deaf ears on Capitol Hill. The sanctions also target North Korea after its latest missile launch. Iran is also targeted for non-nuclear activities, including its ballistic missile program and support for international terrorism. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Well, the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Baltic countries.
And no threat looms larger in the Baltic states than the specter of aggression from your unpredictable neighbor to the east. At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe one against another.
Well, the U.S. Vice President speaking in Estonia's capital of Tallinn after meeting with three presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
The United States of America rejects any attempt to use force, threats, intimidation, or malign influence in the Baltic states or against any of our treaty allies.
This is VOA News. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. There had been word the U.S., South Korea, and Japan would approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says their missiles can reach the continental United States. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the Sunday election for an assembly to rewrite the Constitution was a resounding success. Critics say it could create a permanent dictatorship. At least 10 people died in clashes between the anti-government protesters and police. At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in the Lower Shabelle region of Somalia by al-Shabaab militants. They claimed killing 39 AU soldiers, but military officials say that figure is exaggerated. Meanwhile, at least 10 people were killed and 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack on Sunday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. An explosion and gunfire rocked the Afghan capital on Monday. Officials say a suicide bomber targeted the Iraqi embassy and gunfire was heard afterward in the central Kabul neighborhood. This man was an eyewitness.
Suicide attackers entered the Iraqi embassy. I didn't know exactly what was happening. I was in my office very nearby when we heard gunfire. First, then a big explosion happened and we escaped.
It was not immediately clear if there were any casualties. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Security remains high at airports around Australia, with more intense screening of luggage after law enforcement officials thwarted what police described today as a credible attempt to attack an aircraft. Four men arrested in raids in Sydney have yet to be charged. Darren Chester is the Australian Transport Minister.
There is a very genuine threat to security, which was revealed last week, and it's resulted and some upgraded security provisions here at Melbourne Airport and other airports throughout Australia. The government certainly is sorry for the inconvenience it's caused for the travelling public, but we make no apology for making safety our absolute priority, our number one priority. In the order of 137 million passenger movements are made throughout Australia each year in domestic and international flights, and it's critical that we maintain passenger safety and confidence in our system.
It's been reported the terror plot involved smuggling an explosive device onto a flight from Sydney to the Middle East, possibly Dubai, as carry-on luggage. President Trump and key aides have been pressing lawmakers not to abandon an overhaul of the country's health care law in the face of the Senate's rejection last week of three measures to repeal or replace the current health plan. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it was time to move on to other issues. And for more on this story, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.